For the past 2 years, primary care doctors who saw Medicaid patients got a pay increase. That extra money was an incentive for doctors to take in new patients who became eligible for health care coverage under the Medicaid expansion. But tomorrow, that pay increase expires. I asked KUOW's health reporter, Ruby DeLuna, what that will mean for Medicaid patients here in Washington State.
Well, in short, 1.7 million residents. So remember when Washington State chose to expand Medicaid, 2 years ago or so? It added more than 480,000 people to the program. And if you recall, Medicaid was mainly for babies and pregnant women. So when the Affordable Care Act changed the requirements, the eligibility requirements, it opened up the program to include single low-income adults. And so that's what we're seeing. That's why we have 1.7 million people.
That is a lot of people. Why is this fee to primary care doctors going away?
Well, that's always been part of the plan, that the feds would pick up the tab, 100% of the tab for the first 2 years. But after that, it will start tapering off. And we're seeing that trend now.
So these fee increases, I assume, were meant as an incentive for doctors to take these new patients. Did they work?
To some extent, it did. I spoke with the state's Medicaid director, Mary Ann Lindeblad. She said the agency recently did a survey of primary care providers to get a sense of how this temporary fee increase would affect their willingness to take in Medicaid patients. So she said for certain providers, it helped.
Certainly, without the enhanced rates, there were nearly three-quarters of the primary care physicians in smaller practices did report that they might restrict access for Medicaid patients.
A little nuts and bolts here, Ruby. How much will this fee to primary care docs go down here in Washington State?
On average, primary care providers will see a 36% decrease next year. Yeah. And these payments are for typical office visits like well checkups, you know, routine sick care and services along those lines.
Well, I can see how that might affect the doctors are going to get less money. How is this going to affect patients?
In the survey that I mentioned, some doctors said they might reduce or stop taking in new Medicaid patients. And Mary Ann Lindeblad says they're concerned about that. So they said that if people can't get in to see a doctor and they wait too long, they're going to end up in the emergency room, which is one of the things that they're trying to prevent from happening in the first place.
You know, emergency rooms are great for emergencies, but when somebody needs primary care, needs their medications managed, they need to be established with a primary care physician or a primary care practitioner of some sort. So it's really critical that our members have an established relationship with a primary care provider, and we want to make sure there's enough providers around to do that.
And Marcy, I should add that Governor Inslee is asking the legislature for about $79 million so primary care providers will continue to receive these pay increases for the next 2 years. Now, given all the different competing needs that lawmakers will be grappling with in the coming session, we'll see how far this request will go. And if it gets the green light, guess what? The increase won't kick in until July.
So there would be that proverbial donut hole between January and July.
Unfortunately, yes.
Ruby, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
Ruby DeLuna covers health and healthcare issues for KUOW. If you are a doctor or a patient on Medicaid, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us how the cuts will affect you or are affecting you. You can email your story to us, newsroom@kuow.org. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.